Joseph in the Early Church. Beginning in the 2nd century, Christians found themselves longing for more information than we find in the Gospels about Jesus' childhood and parents. Some Christians sought to fill in the gaps by writing what scholars call the Apocryphal Gospels. Apocrypha is a Greek word that means obscure or hidden. When we describe a story today as apocryphal, we mean that we don't really know whether it is true. While Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were written in the second half of the first century, between AD 65 and 90, the Apocryphal Gospels came much later. The earliest seem to have been written around AD 150, and some of them date as late as the 5th century. In other words, the earliest of these books were written approximately 150 years after Jesus was born. Authorship of these hidden Gospels is usually attributed to a New Testament figure, James or Mary or Peter or Thomas, though the books were written long after these people had died. Many stories in the Apocryphal Gospels are fanciful and completely out of character with the Jesus we meet in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Still, it is possible that occasionally some of the Apocryphal Gospels preserved traditions that were historical, stories that had been passed down by the church but not included in the canonical Gospels. For example, the Infancy Gospel of Thomas, not to be confused with the Gospel of Thomas, is thought to have been written around AD 150. It is a collection of short stories purporting to be about Jesus' life from age 5 to age 12, including the story also told in Luke about Jesus being accidentally left by his parents in Jerusalem. The Infancy Gospel of Thomas contains a much larger role for Joseph than we find in the New Testament Gospels. In it, we find Joseph sending Jesus to school to be educated, not common among the children of first-century woodworkers. Joseph attempts to discipline Jesus, grabbing him by the ear at one point, and often attempts to help Jesus use his powers wisely. The Infancy Gospel of James, sometimes known as the Proto-Evangelium of James, or simply the Gospel of James, is also thought to have been written around AD 150. It claims to have been written by James, whom the Gospels refer to as one of the brothers of Christ. The book gives us the earliest account of Mary's birth, her childhood, and a particular account of Joseph's age when he married Mary. It suggests that Mary was raised by the priests in the temple courts from the age of 3 until she was 12. According to this apocryphal gospel, the priest sought a husband for Mary among the older widowers from the house of David, with the intention that she be cared for by her husband as a father might care for his daughter, or a grandfather for his granddaughter. As the widowers gathered, each was given a rod or stick. Joseph, himself an elderly widower, took one of these rods, and from it a dove sprang forth and landed on Joseph's head. Other versions have flowers bloom from the rod. Hence the priests knew that Joseph was chosen by God to be Mary's husband. The account is legendary, as are many of the stories found in the Apocryphal Gospels. It is the earliest depiction of Joseph as an elderly widower when he became engaged to Mary. This depiction allowed Christians to read about Jesus' brothers and sisters in the New Testament Gospels as if they were Joseph's children by a previous wife, and hence Jesus' half-siblings. If we had only the New Testament Gospels of Matthew and Luke to go by, we would not necessarily think of Joseph as an elderly widower. The accounts don't.